Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 14th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We're looking for our May patron. I know a majority of folks listening to this are already our patrons, and we do thank you for the support. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening to the Patreon Mini. Speaking of the Gamers In, we are going to delay our Days Gone spoiler cast that we kind of alluded to last week. It turns out that's a big game. And committing to beating it in 3 weeks on my schedule and Jocelyn's schedule as well has proven to be a difficult task. So we're going to give ourselves another week and try to get it in before the end of the month. Because essentially, the way time works is that this week, well, we'll talk about what we're going to talk about this week in a bit. Next week, we'll do Days Gone. The week after that, Jocelyn's out of town, so I'll have a guest. Then the week after that is basically E3, or I think it's maybe the week before E3. Either way, E3 is around the corner now, and we're starting to think about it in terms of that's the content we're going to talk about. So I honestly can't wait. I'm looking forward to seeing what... I mean, Nintendo. I want to see what Nintendo's going to unveil. That shouldn't surprise anybody. Yeah, it shouldn't surprise anybody. But I am also interested to see what PlayStation does, having stepped away from E3, if they do like a Nintendo Direct style video with some big releases. Last of Us 2 should be getting a release date. Come on. Where's that game? Xbox One's successor should be unveiled, I think. So anyways, we'll have plenty of time to sort of rap about that in the coming weeks. But for this week, we are going to be looking at A Plague Tale: Innocence. I have a code. I got a code from the PR company for the Xbox One, so I'll be checking it out on my Xbox One X in 4K just to kind of see what that's like. You know, a lot of our criticisms of current generation games is that they seem to run better on newer hardware, so we'll see what Jocelyn ends up picking it up on, but we'll give first impressions on that one and hopefully some news. I was home today with the kids, so I have no idea if any newsworthy stuff's popped up, but I'm sure by Thursday we'll have something to chat about. Over on Summoner's Call, probably a quiet week. It's one of those weeks where we kind of fit snugly in between new heroes and special heroes coming out. There is the Bridal Banner expected to arrive early next week, so probably by the time we post the episode, you'll be able to summon them, and then the week after that we'll talk about what those heroes are, which is good, because I personally like to have the heroes out for a bit before we talk about them, just to kind of, you know, have some time with them and let them sink into the game a little bit and see how they are sort of welcomed. But that being said, we will have Game Club coming back. We're working our way through Fire Emblem Fates Conquest, so we'll have a few more chapters to discuss. I believe we're playing up to chapter 13 this time. That game... It's interesting. I want to get through this Game Club because we kind of have a deadline. End of July is when we expect to have Fire Emblem Three Houses in our hands, and I can't wait to play that. And I was pretty honest about it on the show. I don't want to be playing an old Fire Emblem while I'm trying to play a new Fire Emblem, and I think Eddie also agreed with that statement. So, a couple exciting months coming up as we wait for Three Houses, and then I think the summer will be basically a reinvigoration of both Fire Emblem Heroes and Summoner's Call. I look forward to that sort of shot in the arm, because I think that even you can see it with Fire Emblem Heroes, like, it's starting to get a little long in the tooth. There hasn't been, you know, new content for the game to borrow from, you know. It's been a couple years since the last game, and that was a remake. So I think people are hungry for some new heroes to be added that haven't already been given many, many alts. So I look forward to that. As for upcoming game releases, basically a couple big releases for today, Tuesday, May 14th. You got A Plague Tale: Innocence on PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and Rage 2 on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I remember the original Rage, and Rage 2 looks interesting, but I don't know if I can kind of get into an open-world first-person shooter right now. I feel like Rage 2 might be a good budget title, an on-sale game in the summer, you know, while we're waiting for big releases in the fall, to kind of have like a, you know, shut-your-brain-off first-person shooter open-world game. with driving. I like the driving. I have to look into it a bit more, honestly. I've kind of let it slip under the radar. So we'll see what that is like. I guess reviews have been, you know, mostly pass kind of feel. But honestly, I haven't looked into it. If anyone is playing Rage 2, certainly let me know. But New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Some folks having some fun times in there with our last episode where I may or may not have alluded to how Overwatch could go mature to avoid loot box issues. So a lot of people having fun with that. That one's sort of just, I was having a night, I guess. Things just kept popping into my head and I kept saying them. Podcasting. Anyways, thanks for listening and have a great week.